Hey there, I'm Wendy Vaughn, Sales Success Coach. Now, they call me the Queen of Predictable Sales Results, what? Because of the easy formulas I share that create sustainable, predictable results for my clients. And I am so glad that you've tuned in to today's episode of the Selling Made Easy Show, because this show is all about inspiration, not just in demystifying the client getting process known as sales, but also in peering through the lens of guest entrepreneurs who are blazing their own trails. And those trails have probably included a few unexpected roadblocks, maybe even having to overcome fears or blocks about selling. Now, I believe everyone has their zone of genius, their superpower that's a gift to others, including you. Now, for me, after 22 years of outperforming my peers in sales results, well, it's almost an X-ray vision that I have when it comes to finding and fixing any sales blind spots within entrepreneurs that are unknowingly causing clients to slip away. And with today's guest, his zone of genius is his ability to identify the potential within his clients and bring together the right support team to help his clients create their ideal business and their ideal life. So I am super excited to introduce Edwin Banks. Now, Edwin is a business consultant capable of providing real estate services. He started his business 3 years ago with a trial run that ultimately proved to be successful. And from that point on, he was confident in his abilities to better the lives of others by helping them achieve greater goals than they would have alone. Now, Edwin creates and enhances his clients' business, then uses real estate services to help find a location for them to run their business out of. Edwin also does real estate for residential needs, for those who want to buy or sell a house. And he has many partners in multiple industries for any other assistance needed. Now, he calls them family. Now, Edwin and his team guides their clients through every step of the way, and they're currently taking clients. Well, welcome, Edwin. I am so excited to have you as my guest today.
Thank you. I'm excited too.
Yeah, and I just love how you're helping people really, you know, launch into businesses for themselves, or if they already have a business, to really take it to the next level. As well as you're able to help them find that best location that gives them exactly what they need to be even more successful. So I can't wait to hear about this and the work you're now doing.
Thank you. I really do love it. It's a passion of mine.
Yeah. And, you know, I'm curious here, Edwin, what exactly was the inspiration or tipping point that prompted you to start your own business consulting practice?
Well, I started off dabbling in business here and there, but I reached a point where I felt like I could really help people. And the only way for me to know that is to give it a try. So I went through a trial run where I gave people free consulting for a year.
Okay.
And it proved successful. So nice. From that point, I moved on to opening my business and getting started.
Right. Well, yeah, that makes perfect sense. So before you launched into this, I mean, what led you to that point of, you know, just really realizing that you had this ability to help businesses, help people start their business?
Well, I know back then there was someone who asked me to look at their business plan. I was very young at the time, but they asked me to look at it and see what I thought. I made some changes, and the person that was reviewing their business plan said that it was excellent.
Huh. Wow. So you have that, like we said, you know, as far as your zone of genius, is that ability to really understand, you know, and see that full potential within your clients. So yeah, I love that. And as I was bringing you into the conversation here with your intro, and we mentioned that you started your consulting practice, I think about 3 years ago. So since you started, has your business mission or vision evolved since that time?
It did. Initially, I was just thinking about businesses. But then I thought about businesses on a larger scale, where if someone needed help, they would also need a location to run their business. Mm-hmm. And from there, that's when I thought, okay, maybe I should get involved in real estate as well. And then maybe I should get some partners to help out with all that.
Right. Yeah. No, that's brilliant, because, you know, you could have gone back to the drawing board and said, okay, well, I need to learn a whole bunch more, but you had the wherewithal to say, no, I can just assemble a team. Why do I need to go through that learning curve when I just know all the best people? So that's brilliant. Assemble, you know, this team of experts that you work with. Yeah. I love that. Well, have there been any big roadblocks or challenges that you've had to overcome along the way in growing your business?
There's been many challenges, personal and professional. There's a lot of self-doubt.
Right.
Not knowing if I would be able to do it. There was a lot of scrutiny from others saying that I possibly couldn't do it.
Right.
That's what exactly. And that's what the free trial run was for. That was to give me the self-confidence to do it.
Right. Yeah. No, that makes a lot of sense. And those, you know, well-meaning friends and family, right? They're just trying to help you out. But little do they know that they're really not helping out by trying to keep you safe and protect you. It's just, it makes it that much more difficult to you know, go with that vision that you know you've got what it takes. Like I said, that close-knit circle of influence is not really your cheerleaders. That's difficult. So yeah, obviously getting out there and proving yourself for those 3 years has been that stamp of approval. Yeah, that's awesome. And Edwin, you're obviously an expert at helping business owners really not only refine what their business really needs to look like and look at that business plan, but also enhance it and grow it and, you know, look for those best real estate locations for them to step into. But I'm curious, how do you feel about the client enrollment or sales part of being in business? Now, this is a very different skill set. Do you have any challenges or frustrations with this important part of growing a successful business?
Yes, I actually did. And I still do at times. One of the biggest challenges I have is outbound sales. That cold calling, that cold emailing.
Right.
It can be a challenge sometimes putting together lists.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. That is not an easy thing to do. I face that head on myself, and being kind of on the shy or, you know, introverted side, it was doubly hard. And it, you know, you're catching people off guard generally, right? It's not a scheduled call. And so their initial reaction is, you know, like, okay, you're interrupting me. So it's not like this warm, fuzzy feeling that, you know, they generally present for you. And so I would love to, you know, maybe give you some insights around how to maybe warm up that initial contact with somebody who's not expecting your call.
That would be great.
Okay. Now, curiously, you know, when you are looking for people to reach out to, do you have some sort of requirement or criteria that you've already identified that these people have a certain desire to start a business or grow a business? Or I'm assuming you have some sort of a filter.
Yes, I actually do. As I'm willing to help anybody, the ideal client is a client that is willing to listen. Mm-hmm. So a client that knows that they need help. Mm-hmm. A client that doesn't know that they need help can be kind of difficult to coach.
Oh yeah. No, that right there, just pretty much that you can't, you know, until the student is ready, you know, it doesn't matter how great you are. If they're not ready, they're not ready. So yeah, that's great that you are able to, you know, identify who your potential client might be before you reach out to them. And it, you know, one of the things that I found to be really helpful when I was in my corporate role as a sales producer, and that role was really reliant on me doing, you know, like you said, the cold outreaches were cold, meaning, you know, they haven't heard of me before. And so it interrupts them and they don't know who I am or why I'm calling. So it's cold, but I warmed it up as quickly as I could by identifying with them what struck my interest and why I felt there would be some relevance. And so depending on how many of these calls is your goal to do in any sitting or time, what I found was helpful is to just, you know, if they had a LinkedIn profile or if they had, you know, something that talks about their business or gives you some inside information about what their focus or their interest level is in their business, then when you first reach them, you know, to establish that relevance with, you know, why you're calling specifically, you know, I noticed that you have a, you know, an agriculture business that appears to be doing really well up in, you know, Northern Colorado. And so I wanted to find time to chat with you about possible ways to increase, you know, your revenue. And I realize I'm catching it completely off guard, but I am a business consultant that works specifically with people who are looking to scale their business, but, you know, they don't quite have a clear business plan. And so, you know, you're really addressing them with something that brings that relevancy. Specifically, you know what they're up to so that when, you know, you have that conversation, it's not just like completely different from where their mindset is at. So does that, you know, does that make sense?
It makes complete sense. I'm over here taking notes.
Okay. Yeah, we were tasked in that role to outbound 100 calls a day, which was ridiculous. But so that was one of my fortes, was warming up those cold contacts. So yeah, hopefully that helps move the needle a little bit. I'd love to hear, to, you know, how that maybe warms things up for you and gets you into that conversation quicker, because that's really what it's all about, is just establishing a relevant conversation that's engaging and then sets up that clear next step, you know, which is not the close. It's not, okay, let's do business. It's really simply that discovery call. Okay, what are your business plans and goals and visions? And, you know, maybe I have a team that can support you. So it's just that setting up that next step. So yeah, so hopefully that helps move the needle for you. And, you know, speaking of businesses and needing to grow and maybe even suffering from, you know, some setbacks, we've just kind of made our way through the pandemic here. I'd like to think it's in the rearview mirror, but it's still kind of lingering. But I know for a fact it has had a huge impact on businesses and people in careers who have been maybe furloughed because their company that they were working for was downsized because they had to survive. And so it's really created quite a ripple effect. And I'm just curious, what has been the impact on your business, you know, with a pandemic?
Well, there's always a positive and a negative aspect to a situation in life.
Yep.
And for my business, I did a lot of in-person meetings and COVID kind of halted that for a while.
Yes.
So I had to adapt. And the way I adapted is by creating a online, completely virtual way to interact and work with my clients.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, it was a difficult shift, I'm sure.
Yes, definitely. Now, when it comes to like outside aspects, like clients that I've worked with, I've seen that COVID has kind of forced people to make a choice now that they want to start a business. They may have wanted to start a business, but now, mm-hmm. now they kind of feel like they have to. Right. Now this is that moment.
Yes. It's now or never. This is it.
Yeah, well, pretty much.
That's definitely what I figured you were going to say, because just learning more about your expertise and this team that you have as your quote unquote family of resources to really support people in their business, you know, vision and really your zone of genius to be able to just see what their potential is. It just seems like a perfect catalyst in my mind that this pandemic has created. So, well, Edwin, how do you work with people who want to start or grow their business to the next level? So can you share a little about your philosophy or your approach?
Yes. So I've created my own formula. Okay. I call it the 5 POP formula, or the 5 plans of power.
Okay.
And in these five plans, it lays the foundation of how to run a successful business now and in the future.
Nice. Okay. So you've created these pillars that are really essential for businesses to grow and thrive and scale and you know, just based on where they're at to take them to that next level.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah. Oh, that sounds fantastic. When you can take something as complex and crazy and chaotic and bring it down to simplicity, that's the true sign of genius. Because, you know, what can be totally overwhelming for everybody else, and you just cut through the chaos, and it's just this clear five plans of power. It's, you know, we just take this step by step and get it done. So yeah, I love that. How can listeners learn more about working with you?
Well, we have multiple ways of contacting me. I have a phone number. So 414-775-7654. It's a cell. Mm-hmm. You can call, text, or leave a message. You can email me at banksfamilyconsulting@gmail.com, or you just Google Banks Family Consulting and all the info will be there.
Mm-hmm. Okay, perfect. So that's Banks Family Consulting, right?
Yep. And also I have a website too, that has multiple links on it.
Okay.
And that website, it's linktr.ee/banksfamilyconsulting.
Okay. All right. So linktr.ee, correct?
Yeah. linktr.ee/banksfamilyconsulting.com.
Banksfamilyconsulting.com. Okay, perfect. And for all the listeners, you can find that link in the show notes. And so phone number 414-775-7654 and email through Edwin@banksfamilyconsulting.com, right?
It's banksfamilyconsulting@gmail.com.
At Gmail. Okay, right. Yep. Gmail.com.
And if anybody needs services from even outside of my aspects, because I have partners that do life coaching and they do house and property work. I have lenders. I have brokers. I have people even in the skincare field. Mm-hmm. So I have partners all over. Mm-hmm. They need help in that. They can also contact me for that.
Okay. Yeah. You do cover all the bases there, from, you know, the business support to life coaching. That's fantastic. As well as the financial side with lenders and, you know, health and wellness sounds like with the, you know, just taking care of the person. So, well, that's fantastic. And, you know, Edwin, it's, you know, you shared already some really great, you know, information in terms of how you built your business and your vision and how you've really taken that first step of, you know, all right, well, we're just going to try it out here. I think I've got something. We're going to give this a beta version. And you proved yourself over the course of 3 years. And if I could tap on you one last time here during our interview, in looking at your own experience in building your business, what's a advice that you can share with, say, a frustrated entrepreneur who's maybe questioning their decision to have even started their own business, or they're doubting their ability to succeed?
Well, this is going to sound a little bit cliche, but
it's all right.
My advice is to just do it.
Do it. I love that.
Like, seriously, that just do it. If you sit and you overthink it, you're never going to do it. And people brilliant. Are going to come in. They're going to say things that's going to discourage you to do it even less.
Yeah.
So true. if you just give yourself a chance, you deserve that chance. Mm. Give yourself a chance. Put yourself through a trial run like I did. Mm-hmm. And see it. See the results. See if it was good.
Right. Yeah. No, that's brilliant. You know, just do it, because when we do tend to overthink it, that's when those limiting beliefs really love to take over. You know, they really love to get real loud and say, who are you to think that you could ever possibly do that? You know, whereas if you just go with that original, you know, vision and excitement, and it's like, I can do this, we'll stick with that. So yeah, I love that. Just do it. All right. Well, Edwin, it's just been so great hearing about your journey from, you know, that tipping point of somebody said, hey, can you take a look at my business plan and let me know what you think? And you know, you gave their your review and you got to just really test some new skills and realize, you know, I've got something here. I've got some expertise in my ability to really help businesses take their game to the next level. So it's just been so great to hear about this impactful work that you're now doing as a business consultant, really helping people create and enhance their businesses and even use real estate services to help them find that next best location or work with your team of different resources so that they can really up-level their business and their life. So I've really enjoyed our conversation. And I want to thank you so much for being a guest on my show today.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me.
Yeah. And for all our listeners, you can reach Edwin through his website, and that's linktree.com/Banks Family, right?
Yep.
Banks Family Consulting. Consulting. Okay.
Banks
Family Consulting, as well as reach him through email. And that's banksfamilyconsulting@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
Correct?
And yep, that's correct.
Phone number 414-775-7654.
Yep.
All right. Fantastic. And for all our listeners, remember, when it comes to building a business that brings you joy and has an endless flow of high-paying clients, well, don't overlook the power of the optimized sales conversation, where you've established all four psychological states needed for your prospective clients to feel confident and excited about saying, yeah, this sounds great. What's next? So are you 100% confident that your sales conversations are optimized? Well, if you're curious, reach out to me and apply for a sales blind spot coaching session. You may be surprised by what we discover. All right. Well, this is Wendy Vaughn, Chief Paradigm Shifter and Sales Success Coach. And you can find me in our next podcast episode at predictablesalesresults.com. All right. Well, thank you for tuning in to today's episode with Edwin Banks. And as always, here's to your success.